Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Andy Green, the editorial director of the Baltimore Sun. Big projects underway in downtown Baltimore, and I'm speaking about Harbor Point.
Right, if you do count that as downtown Baltimore, which not everyone does.
You know, there were some people that were upset that it wasn't a little closer to the traditional downtown Baltimore, right. But you know, I don't know what you think. I don't know if you've been down there to see it, but it's an amazing sight. And if you're the mayor, I'm guessing, you know, you're weighing one of the other possible sites that she could have gone to against one where I gather she thinks she's going to make a mark.
Yeah.
It'll be a spectacular one if it happens.
Yeah, this is we've entered once again a periodic debate we have in Baltimore about how we subsidize private development, particularly around the waterfront. And this gets into a lot of issues about whether the city, you know, gives away the store to developers all the time, whether this somehow drains resources away from neighborhoods that feel like they're not getting the kind of investment that the waterfront is. And this is all wrapped around, in this case, the building of a new headquarters for Exelon, which is the company that bought Constellation. So they're leaving their offices at the corner of President and Pratt Streets, and they want to move to Harbor Point, which is the former Allied Chromium plant site, which has been...
Could have been a Superfund site.
Yeah, it's 28 or 9 acres, something like that. Very big. You know, it's at the end of... It's between Harbor East and Fells Point. It's this big stretch of land that you maybe don't even really notice when you're down there because there is nothing on it.
Not at all. Yeah. Well, but there's something under it, and that's really an interesting aspect of this. Apparently, this dome quarantines the poisons down there so that you can have a promenade and not have to have a toxic suit on when you go down there.
Right. So what's on the table right now is $107 million worth of tax increment financing for this project that would include the Exelon headquarters and more office building, retail, residential, hotel, public parks, all sorts of stuff. It's, I think, important for people to understand what tax increment financing is. It's the city floats bonds to pay for infrastructure improvements, in this case, an extension of the Caroline Street Bridge, roads, parks, the extension of the promenade, some other things. And this basically takes it off the developer's plate, so the developer doesn't have to pay for that stuff up front, but he does pay it back over time because part of the property taxes generated by the site go to pay off those bonds.
And probably if you don't have a revenue stream, you can't use this kind of method.
Yeah. So the thinking is that the site is going to generate a huge amount of increased tax revenue for the city, and then that will more than offset the cost of these bonds. Now, it's become pretty controversial, though. Carl Stokes on the city council is very skeptical about this. There are a lot of people in town who wonder, in this case in particular, since Exelon had committed to building a new headquarters building in the downtown waterfront area, do we really need to be giving away this much in order to get that done?
Well, you're getting a lot for it, it seems to me. I mean, the seven little pocket parks that are going to be down there, the promenade, the walking area that connects the Inner Harbor with Fells Point. I mean, this is a link in that Inner Harbor redevelopment chain.
And that's certainly what the mayor's calculation is here. She's steadily behind this, and she says, look, I voted against tax breaks for Harbor East when I was on the city council way back when. Look at what's there now. Boy, was that a mistake. I don't want to make that mistake again.
Okay, Andy, thanks.
Thanks, Fraser.
For Andy Green, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.